Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, May 14, 2020, COVID-19 USDA webinar on Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. The United States Department of Agriculture, USDA, held a webinar that provided basic information on the new Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, or CFAP, on May 14, 2020. The program will provide $19 billion for losses experienced by producers related to COVID-19, maintain the food supply chain, and ensure that citizens have access to food. Producer payments. The CFAP provides up to $16 billion in payments for losses due to lower market prices from the lost demand for products as a result of COVID-19. In addition, payments will be made for losses resulting from the disruption of the supply chain. Persons interested in applying for assistance must contact their local farm service agency, FSA, by telephone or online to see if they are eligible. The producer will have to provide basic contact information and complete portions of the Farm Operating Plan Form CCC-902. Food distribution. The CFAP provides up to $3 billion to purchase fresh produce, dairy, and meat that would have been sold to restaurants and hotels. The USDA will work with local and regional food distributors to distribute the purchased food to food banks and other nonprofit organizations that serve food to persons in need. Application process. The application process has not begun, but producers are encouraged to read the information in the stakeholder toolkit under the quote resources end quote section of the CFAP website to become familiar with the program. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Deb Kozel, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-6767.